Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. And thank you to Van Halen for a little bit of intro music there. We always appreciate them. Barry Maltz is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Barry's an old friend of ours. We haven't talked to him in a while, but Barry is an outstanding business expert. He's a former advisor to the board of the Angel Capital Education Foundation. He's been elected to the Entrepreneurship Hall of Fame. Boy, I'm jealous already about that. And he's written other books, including the one that I've got right in front of me, Bounce. I tell you what, folks, I'm not jealous of too many people, but I'm kind of jealous about this because this is the book that I should have written. And I'm gonna tell Barry why in just a second. Hey, Barry, welcome back to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
It's good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on your book, doggone it.
Thanks, I was real happy. It's in hardcover this time, and I got flapped, so I'm real happy about that.
You know, you got to get out more, Barry.
You know, authors have certain goals. You know, when you go from softcover to hardcover, it's a big deal.
That's right. That's exactly right. So we got some people, you know, it doesn't take a lot to motivate them. Just give them flaps, and they're in business.
That's right.
You know, I am jealous though, Barry, because for years, and you may know this. I don't remember if I ever said it to you before, but for years I have been saying that failure is the harness mate of success.
Right.
That you can't have one really without the other. And now you've written the book on that, which is the book I should have written. I'm really jealous.
Well, we can write the next one together, okay?
Let's do that. But seriously, congratulations. I'm glad you did this because this is so important. If you fear failure, you'll never get out of the blocks, will you?
No, that's right. I think you really have to see failure and success, as you were saying before, really as just part of the same business cycle. That's the important part.
They're harness mates. And isn't that part of the problem at this moment, Barry, with our economy and our government and this bailout, this stimulus thing that they're working on? I mean, why can't the government see that what we're going through right now is a natural part of the process? It's a healing part of the process that must be allowed to be left alone.
I mean, I agree, because I think only going through all these ups and downs really gives you the resiliency or the confidence really to be successful and to get ready, as I say, for your next great success. It's just part of the process.
That's exactly right. So talk to us about this thing. Talk to us about this concept of failure being part of success.
Well, you know, one of the things that I always got upset about was people said, you know, there's always something to learn from failure. Really going to get a lot out of failure. And sometimes you can learn some things from failure, but sometimes when you fail, there's absolutely nothing to learn. It just really stinks. You have to grieve it, but then you have to move on. That's why I talk about the whole idea of bouncing, that you have to bounce, celebrate your successes, grieve your failures, but then take action so you can get ready for your next great success. That's the important thing. Don't get stuck in one or the other.
Well, there are two kinds of failures. One failure is the kind that you absolutely already knew about. You'd already learned that lesson and paid for it with hard-earned money or skin, and yet you went back and did it again. Now, that's one kind of failure, and that's the kind that you, as you say, you know, you didn't have to learn that over again.
Right.
Then
right.
There's the other kind of failure, which was you pushing the envelope, you giving it your best shot, you doing the best you could with what you had to know, what you knew, and what you had at the moment, and it didn't work out. And that's what Thomas Edison called failure being successfully identifying, failure being identifying what doesn't work.
And I think for those types of failures, you need to forgive yourself. So many times we get stuck in the shame, and we just have really said, guess what? This is really what happened. Let's evaluate. Let's learn anything we can, but then we got to move on. I think forgiveness is an important part of the process.
Well, and Billy Joel taught us that in one of his songs that, you know, you learn more from your failures than you do from your successes. Because, you know, when we're successful, Barry, we think, man, I am really smart.
I'm hot.
I'm so. I mean, and there's no reflection. There's no self-analysis. There's no looking internally. It's all about you. But when you fail, you actually slow down and you're a little humble, as you said a minute ago, and you say, you know, what happened there? What can I do wrong? And then in those failures, Barry, those are often where the aha moments are, aren't they?
Yeah, I call them the bounce moments now. But yeah, when I left IBM in 1991, my mentor said, you know, Barry, you're a pretty good business person, but at IBM you've had way too much success. You'll be a really good business person when you fail. And he was actually foretelling my future as I was fired from that job that I went and left IBM for a year later. Then my first business that I started, I went out of business, and my second business that I started, I was kicked out by my two partners. And let me tell you, I really had those bounce moments.
You had to learn how to bounce, didn't you?
That's right, absolutely.
Well, you know, I know people who have gone through quite a bit of their life, and they've never had anything but one success after another.
Yeah.
And good for them, but in a way, I worry about those guys, don't you?
I do, because, you know, you can't keep that up forever, right? Somewhere along the line, there's going to be one of those down moments, and the question is, how are they really going to handle it? There are some people that have had a lot of success, and then they had a down moment, and they didn't have the resiliency or the business confidence really to come back and try to do it again, and I worry about those people.
Well, I do too, and you know, one of the ways you can see it is when you meet someone who's been handed and have inherited a business, they will operate differently than somebody who earned the business, maybe than their father or their mother who gave them the business. Because if you've created something from whole cloth, you failed. You had some failures on the way up. You know how to create what you have. If it's been handed to you, you're going to operate differently because you don't know how to replace this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I do a lot of work with family businesses, and it's very difficult for family businesses to cross generations, be handed down from the children to the grandchildren, because they don't have the same experience as the founder.
That's exactly right, and I've seen this in doing business with family businesses where the father, you know, I liked doing business with the father, but I didn't like doing business with the son.
Right.
Because they just, and the reason was because they didn't, they operated differently. They were afraid to fail. And so they wound up, it's like the golfer who tries to protect the lead. So, you know, instead of playing the game, and usually they lose. We're going to take a quick break. The book is called Bounce. The author is Barry Moulks. He's a member of our Brain Trust. And we're going to talk some more about this concept of failure and success being together, something you got to do. And how do you manage both of that? And we're going to get Barry to help us with that on the other side of these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Hey Jim, this is Brad Huskin with IAS Training, author of Munchies for Salespeople, and I'm a salesman, not a PhD. I just wanted to congratulate you on 10 years of helping the small business person survive. It's been a real pleasure doing radio shows with you. Congratulations, job well done, keep up the good work.
We're back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use them to your advantage. They're all there for you for free. No barrier to entry. Lots of stuff there to help you out, so I hope you use those. Barry Moulks is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a member of our Brain Trust, the author of the new book, Bounce, brand spanking new book on... Would it be reasonable and fair to say, Barry, that this is a book to help you manage the reality of success and failure as you go through your business career? What do you think?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think too many times people think that, you know, business careers are linear, that the only direction is straight up, and we have to realize that it's up and down. It's a roller coaster.
It's a mountain range. It's a mountain range, isn't it?
Exactly. You do it zigzag, right? And so I think that if we teach people early on that they can expect both success and failure, they'll be better prepared to meet those challenges head on.
You know, when one of my mentors once said, "Make lots of decisions." He said, one of the keys to success is to make
Absolutely.
Lots of decisions. And if you know what you're doing, you make most of them right. But the other thing is, Barry, if you make lots of decisions, that means that more and more of your decisions are smaller. They're smaller decisions. And that way, if you make a bad decision, it's a small failure.
This is exactly, Jim, this is exactly what I talk about in the book, is that you really have to value action. And you don't try to go get even footholds, you get toeholds. You just keep making small decisions, and it's a very zigzag pattern. You'll get to a better result.
When I was learning how to fly instruments on an airplane, my instructor said, make lots of little tiny corrections. If you go off course a 1 degree, make a 1 degree correction. And then if you go through your line, through your the line that you're trying to fly, you'll only go through it 1 degree. But he said if you wait until you've gone off 5 degrees, then it's harder to roll out on your navigation line. And he said, "You'll roll through at 5 degrees, and so before long, you got a porpoise going on here."
This is absolutely right. I give the exact same example, but with sailing in the book, so it's perfect.
Yeah, and so folks, that's the reason why I'm so excited about Barry's book. Barry, talk to us about how to embrace failure. You talk about that in your book.
Well, I talk about how you have to embrace, have to honor failure, and the way you do that is grieve if you have to. But somewhere along the line, you just have to let it go and you have to move on. I think so many times people get stuck in failure because they're feeling down, or they get stuck because they keep saying, I've got to learn something. There's something to learn. Sometimes there's some good things to learn from failure, and sometimes there's nothing to learn. We just have to move on. That's the way I believe we honor failure, is by grieving, learning if we can, but then moving on from it.
One of the things that I like to try to say, and I'm trying to say it more and more all the time, and I think it's a good thing to talk about with our employees, Barry, when they mess up, when they make a mistake, and that's this very powerful question: what did we learn? What do you think about that?
I think it's good to ask that question and learn whatever you can, but also don't keep asking it, so it prevents you from moving on. I think again, sometimes people get stuck because they think there's always something to learn. Most of the time there is, but sometimes there just isn't. And we have to go on to what can get rid of us for our next success.
Right, absolutely. Well, one of the things that if you have a business, Barry, as you know, you're not the only one in your business who's going to fail.
That's right.
I mean, you failed as an employee before. I failed as an employee before.
Absolutely.
But if your employees fail while doing their job and they're taking initiative, they're trying their best, they didn't do something bonehead, they actually thought it was going to be the right thing, you have to learn how to redeem them, I think, by asking that question. Okay, not you're fired, but what did we learn? Isn't that question a very redemptive question, and isn't that going to help them have more successes and failures in the future?
It will, and also you have to figure out how do you redeem them? How do you move on from those bounce-no moments or those failure moments? It's really important to learn that. Just like in sports, when a baseball player, a football player, now my son is having a bad streak of basketball games, how does he come back so he can have success again? You have to learn that, because it's not always going to be great every day. And if you're really taking risks, you're going to fail. It's just the nature of the game. I always tell people, if everyone always says yes to them in business, they're not asking enough people
that
question, right?
That's right. Now you haven't really got close to making the sale until they say no at least once, right?
Exactly.
Well, you know, I often say this question that I said a minute ago: what did we learn? But I'm going to start adding to that. I'm going to start saying, Barry, I'm going to start saying, what did we learn? And as my friend Barry Moltz says, how can we bounce back from this?
That's right.
What do you think, Barry? You think I can start using that?
Absolutely, and I would just use the word bounce because it's the exact title of the book.
Yeah,
I think that sometimes we don't. I think bounce back sometimes says it's in one direction, it's up. Sometimes bouncing happens in all sorts of different directions.
I see.
So I should say,
how do we bounce from this?
How do we bounce, right? And I'll send you one of those buttons that say "Got bounce."
There you go. I like that.
Rubber band. I'll send some official rubber band balls, right?
And hey, Barry, give us that website, please.
It's www.BarryMoltz.com.
The book is called Bounce. It's available wherever books are sold. And, folks, as you know, I not only recommend it, I'm jealous of it. Hey, Barry, congratulations. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Let's do it again real soon.
Hope so.
Yeah, Barry Moltz, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with our good buddy Bob Gordman. We're going to talk about an audit But this is a good kind of an audit of customers. Here's Robert Cray to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.